咁我哋就跟住去下一個議程啦。咁就議程第三項，咁就係關於白德新街一個垃圾收集站嘅遷移嘅提議。咁就會係由呢、這個食環署嘅同事同埋建築署同埋呢個 Able Engineering Company Limited 嘅同事咧，就係會同我哋講解嘅。咁或者提一提倡議者同埋各位委員啦。咁我哋今日都有相當長嘅議程嘅。咁如果根據我而家呢個時間表咧，就會議應該係 run 到6點鐘㗎。咁就所以希我哋。assign 咗喺呢一個 agenda 咧，就大概係30分鐘啦。咁我哋希望倡議者可以喺10分鐘之內咧，就係將你嘅講解講完，我哋留翻啲時間咧，係俾我哋嘅委員提問嘅。咁就咁歡迎食環署嘅黃桂平先生、沈南龍先生、建築署嘅盧志成先生。咁同埋Able Engineering Company Limited 嘅陳炯華先生同埋蔡少華先生嘅，係咁就唔知邊位會同我哋講講咧？ASD 盧志成嚇。
好多謝主席同埋各位委員俾個機會，我哋今日介紹呢一個白德新街垃圾站嘅遷移嘅一個項目咁樣。咁因為我哋預備咗個 PowerPoint 嘅 presentation 咧，係用英文嘅，咁跟住來我哋都會用英文去介紹我哋一個嘅嘅 project 咁樣嘅。Okay, first of all, we will introduce the background in a very very short manner because all of the backgrounds has been in the paper. These first eight paragraphs actually explain the backgrounds, and we use one diagram only to explain the actual implication of the wall widening and its impact on the existing RCP. The red color is actually the widening part of the Victoria Road, and the green patch is the existing RCP. You can see there is a conflict in land use here. While the RCP is serving a great number of residents in the off Causeway Bay. We learned from FHD that the surface has to be maintained throughout the whole widening work. So there's a need to build a new RCP by at a nearby location before the old one can be decommissioned and dismantled. So that's why we propose to have the new RCP provided at the new site, which is about approximately 30 meters east from the original one. It is the new site will be located in the same GIC zone as the original RCP, which is here, shown on the diagram here. Okay, from actual context, you can see from these photos where the actual site and how it relates to the original RCP. The site now is already vacated and ready to be developed. We have gone through a number of public consultations with the local peoples, including the area committees and the district councils, which is a process involving public consultations and public involvement. And we have got the endorsements from them. And while we were consulting them, we not only explained to them the product, but also the design process and the criteria, which will be shown here as well. To cut it short, well, I'm not going through every single details, but to give you a brief idea that we were starting from a normal, small size refuse collection point because we don't want something big near the harbor front. So we discussed with the FHD that a small size RCP will be the prototype. But the prototype has a problem. It got a rather at the height of approximately 9 meters, which is not very acceptable to us as the Hong Kong people who cherish our waterfronts and so much. So we'll try a lot and to reduce both the volume and the height. Okay, that's shown. What is to be shown is what we have done. We first analyze what is contained within an RCP. Here are the basic components. I'm not going to explain in detail one by one, but you can see the name suggests what they are already. Okay, first of all, we try to reduce the height by putting those ancillary facilities not instead of on top of the RCV areas, we put it on site. And another component that usually contributes to the height of the RCP is the water scrubber room, which usually was placed above the main operation area for the sake of exhaust and easier diffuse of the exhaust air. But after careful study of the actual operation, we find that it is actually very probable that we can lower it not by not placing it above the main operation, but by the side. The beauty of this treatment is that the height of the overall building actually diminished by more than one third immediately. You can see from these two these diagrams. Another operation we have done is to separate the ancillary facilities from the main block and to make each of the building have a smaller footprint and size so that we can get rid of the need of a massive, complicated firefighting system that is sprinkler. So you can see the red color block immediately reduced more than two-thirds of its size. And then comes to the beautiful the part concerning the beauty. We try to locate and orientate the buildings in accordance with the urban fabric and the role, the orientation of the flow, and also the harbor front. And because the human perception is the essence of everything in this project, we try to slide the different components. What for is you can, okay, sorry. The key is on the left side image. You can see before the block is sliding, the very entrance or the exit of the operation area, which is not a very accepted and welcomed component, will be facing the Patterson Street, right? So after the sliding, the entire exit will be shielded from pedestrian level at the pedestrian level immediately. So that provides us a very, very sensitive orientation of the buildings. Okay, and after more operations, which we can achieve not a compound, but a group of blocks that is of various height from 5.5 meter to 6.8, which is much lower than the, but actually lower than the original existing RCP already, which was 7.3 meter. Okay, presentation show what exactly the reduction in height we can achieve by we try to comparing what we have achieved with some similar RCPs in the territory. This one is in Taiko. You can see the difference of 9 meter and 6.8 is that much. Another one is on the Hong Kong side. Yes, is in the east, Taiwan Hall, 9 meters and 6.8 meters. Okay, actually we during the just the position of the buildings, we have kept another criteria in mind, which is the main operation area of the RCP should be as far away from the users on the other side of the processor road as much as possible. So we, you can see on the left picture, we have measured the distance of this existing RCP, which is approximately 31, and we bear in mind that we have to keep the main operation area not less than 31. And actually, we have now achieved something like a 32, and we'll work throughout the whole process to try to make this figure as large as possible. Oh, sorry. And the other point we want to demonstrate here is that previously, the vehicle, the reference collection vehicle, has to pass through a major area, portion of road along processor road. But after the reprovisioning, the RCP allows the can give the opportunity that the RCV can vehicle can enter the RCP directly and without the need of passing through a major portion of processor road. That is, the impact on the other side of the residence will be diminished. Okay. These are the, what I have introduced is the basic concepts and how we can achieve the best possible way of locating and orientating building. And to carry through the design concepts, we have our consultants here who will introduce to the what we have achieved by this moment. Thanks. And may I introduce to you Mr. Eric Chen?
Right. Thank you.
So you have 1 minute left. Okay.
Okay, sorry, well, I'll be short and sweet. The next few slides shows our, some detailed plans that we have come, we have put forward to the as part of the Section 16 submissions. And the first one shows clearly the relationship of the build of the site and the harbor. And you can see clearly that the site is at present separated by the multi-lane Victoria Harbour Road, which is going to be widened as the generator of this project. And there isn't any direct access from the site to the harbour edge. This slide shows clearly what Mr. Lowe has just explained in terms of detailed planning. The right-hand side one shows the vehicle parking space with the handling area to the side, and that forms the main operation block of the two buildings. And in, to the south of it is a gap, and at the bottom is the ancillary facilities, which houses all the offices, storerooms, toilets, and other support facilities. And although this is a very simple building type, and but we have taken the opportunities by this project to provide means of permeability and visual transparency and even greening, and which you can see in the next slides. These are the elevations in the sections, and you can see we have taken every opportunity to do greening works on the side as well as the roof. And this one shows the relationship of the proposed building to the surrounding structures. On the left is the Miami Mansion, separated by the Gloucester Road, and further to the right is Victoria Park Road with a flyover just to the right of it, and then Victoria Harbour, which is the Causeway Bay Typhoon Shelter. The following slides are some photo montages, and this one shows, try to put the building in context of the existing surrounding buildings. This view is from the harbour. And this one, what we're trying to show is the scale of the building compared to the flyover structure. And you can see it's not a great structure compared to the flyover. And this one shows clearly the what we meant by permeability and transparency, taken from the view of a pedestrian eye level from the Cleveland Road and Gloucester Road corner. That one explains again the hiding of the RCV exit shutter by the auxiliary block building. As you can see, the exit shutter is hidden somewhere there in the middle. And the two more slides. This one shows the maintaining of the view from the lower level of the Miami Mansion, right opposite the building. This one from the upper level. And you can see, the greening we're trying to achieve on the roof of the two buildings. And okay, you may ask the area around the building, what's happening to them at the moment? The lands department is doing something to formulate a use for those areas.
For which area?
Mainly the white areas, the remaining area of the GIC site. But if you see with the arrow,
the 講完我會 direct 委員去問問題㗎啦。
Sorry, that's the end of our presentation.
好，唔該唔該，係好咁啊，多謝建築署同埋佢哋嘅顧問嘅presentation。 咁我委員而家你可以問問題啦嚇，咁就邊位想有一啲意見或者係詢問嘅？Nick and then Andrew。
Chairman, I think only an engineer could describe an RCP as a thing of beauty. But to be fair to the team, I think they've clearly what we see today is a great improvement on what is there at present. My question is more fundamental. I mean, this is a very, very prominent location right at the entrance to Causeway Bay. And to have an RCP, even improved RCP in this location seems to me to be incongruous and not totally appropriate. Could we be assured that government and the consultants have looked at all the options? I mean, one thought that comes to mind is there not a solution where we tuck the RCP, if you like, under the flyover? We've done it in other cases. Well, we've tucked structures and things that have caused nuisance, if you like, in the past under infrastructure. And I just wonder whether this option has been investigated, because we have a lot of elevated structures, if you like, in this area, and whether the RCP could be relocated in that way. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your question, Nick. Andrew?
Thank you, Chairman. I look at this site and I see both the previous and the existing RCP suffer from being, I guess, remote from the catchment area which they're serving. The route in comes down off the highway. So I assume that this is not serving an immediate location within 20, 30, 50 meters. It's not serving Cleveland Street, Patterson Street, unless you're going around the houses to get there. So having an RCP there is a matter of, well, it's a site, it's zoned for this purpose, and it's an issue of convenience, rather than one of geographic location serving the catchment which it's supposed to be serving. It has to be remote by definition of where the arrows come from. It has to be remote from the area it's serving in terms of refuse that's being picked up. So that's my first comment. Why could it not be zoned then more appropriate to its catchment zone? And the other question is, given that this site is effectively very, very close to but disconnected from the harbour front, is there on this entire site opportunities for enhancing access to the waterfront? We acknowledge in this area that the waterfront is not well accessible, and that there is a major road area. This might be, this cluster of blocks of space here may be able to provide some elevated access to the waterfront, and I don't know what the engineering solution is. But if we go and build an RCP here, then we're never going to look at these options. So I just wonder, first, you know, do you have to have this RCP there? And then secondly, if we didn't have it there, and this is a comment to government more broadly rather than to you as the consultants and department responsible for this development, should we be looking at this from an enhancement of access opportunity first before we look at the RCP? Thank you.
Oh, okay. Yes, Paul.
Chairman, first an observation that the Transport Department is the generator of the site and not Harbourfront Enhancement. It seems to be a recurring theme in anything that we do, that usually things get done because of transport, not because of we want to improve the harbourfront. What I'd like to ask FEHD is, what is the capacity of the RCP that is 450 metres further down to the west on Gloucester Road? And why is that capacity not consolidated into this site, into the new area? Because I believe that that site is extremely ugly currently, and that should actually be taken away. It has corrugated iron hoardings, smelly buckets outside. It's one of the most ugliest sites that I've seen that the FAHD, who's normally very clean, keeps. And as you build a new one to add some more capacity, you seem to have enough area here to work with. The other thing is that most RCPs around town have some storage requirements. Usually you see wheelies outside, buckets, brooms. I haven't seen any FEHD facility without any of these things standing outside the FEHD facility. And I can imagine that this sidewalk that is right there with the undefined area will be used for that. So why is there no screening to allow the old ladies to park their wheelies and other things so that we don't have these things standing in the sight of every person coming by their car? That sidewalk is not going to be necessary for anybody because there's no access other than to the RCP and to the gas station. So that sidewalk has absolutely no relevance other than as possibly to use for the FEHD. And then in general, Chairman, if I may invite the FEHD to come back to the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee with a list of all their sites that they have on the entire waterfront of the Victoria Harbour so that we can talk with you more in general about possibilities for enhancements instead of coming back on one side after another. Save our time, Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Paul. Any other questions? Sujata, and then May, and then Mason.
Thank you, Chairman. I think I would agree with Nick and Andrew that we should question why an RCP should still be close to the harbor. Do we not have any other location that we can have? You can beautify as much as you want, but you're still putting the wrong use close to the harbourfront. And I think this site probably should be used to provide access to the harbourfront. And this is true with a lot of GIC zoning all across the harbour. And this is the problem we have with our harbourfront. So when we are doing something new, I think we need to look at how we should not be providing these kind of uses closer to the harbourfront. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. May?
I have one question. Is about the optimum capacity or lifespan of this facility. How fast it will outlive its optimum capacity? We're going to expand into the nearby footprint or what? Secondly, I think it is. I think it's time for government to redefine the definition of, you know, refuse collection point. Actually, we should really rethink. This could be a community participation facility, which is resource recovery community center, which could be an educational, participatory, bring back, you know, a kind of interaction. But yet, we said it's a dead end. So you bring your dump your wastage right at a $1 billion Harbour View refuse collection point. I think this is really not in line with our world-class city mentality. So I really urge a rethink on the site location.
Mm. Thank you, May. And Mason, would that attract tourists? Okay.
都是一兩個比較基本的問題。第一就是文件中提到就話個 RCP 係可以有 capacity 有9噸。 咁想知道下大概九噸講緊係幾多車咧，即係幾多車咧垃圾車啦咁樣。咁第二個問題就係好簡單啦，就係如果我哋每一日只係講緊九噸嘅垃圾，係唔係可以喺附近嘅垃圾站可以即係absorb到呢九噸嘅 即係個 requirement 咧。咁多謝主席。
好，OK， thank you。我諗問題問到呢度為止啦。咁都有六位委員咧就提問過同埋俾個意見嘅。咁或者喺呢一 round 我哋或者請即係倡議者即係睇下邊位即係可以回覆翻頭先委員提出嘅提問。
Thank you, Chairman.
Okay.
The current capacity of the proposed RCP for Paterson Street is 9 tons per day. In comparison with the Cluster Road RCP, which is about 450 meters to the west of the proposed site, the daily handling capacity is 36 tons, which is four times as much as the proposed one. And each RCP, according to the guideline of FEHD, the planning guideline of FEHD, is to serve a population of about 20,000 persons with a catchment area of a diameter of about 500 meters. So that's why the RCPs in Wan Chai and Causeway Bay are rather evenly distributed. With a distance of about 500 meters. And along the north coast of Wan Chai and Causeway Bay, there are across the road RCP and the Paterson Street RCPs are the only two RCPs located close to the waterfront, the harbor front. All the other RCPs are located to the south of these two RCPs, nearer the center of the both districts. Indeed, there is a serious difficulty in identifying a proper location for relocating the RCP. First of all, it has to be located inside government institutional and community sites, but there is hardly any other available sites in Causeway Bay, because the rest of the area is highly populated and fully developed, and there is no other suitable site apart from this one. Paterson RCP has existed for over 30 years at the original site, and I mean the residents or the operators living to the south of the RCP are accustomed to transport or convey the refuse to the Paterson 3 RCP in the past 3 decades. And FGHD considered that is the best location. I mean the new one to the immediate east of the existing RCP is the best location available. And there is no other suitable location available so far, I mean in consultation with planning departments, because as I've said before, the rest of the area are densely populated and fully developed.
Okay, 有冇其他嘅 成員回覆其他嘅問題？
主席，maybe I can substantiate a bit on FHD's answers. Besides the about the location of the RCP on the waterfront, actually we are doing what following what the OSFP has allowed us to do so, because this is the only piece of land that is given the permitted use as RCP on the whole of the OSFP. So and is also, as some of the members has already mentioned correctly, basically the whole plan is to alleviate the problem of the traffic along Victoria Road, and so that is why throughout the many discussions, the best solution here we have is to we provide the RCP immediately adjacent to the existing one, which has the first of all the overall impact on the environment will be more or less as this, as the existing condition, first of all, and we try to reduce the put it this way, the existing RCP has been there for more than 30 years. Many of the facilities has been outdated, old, and although we have here not a systematic study on what the exact lifespan of an RCP should be, but definitely the one here is already not serving the community that well. So we take this golden opportunity to make it an up-to-date, to reach the up-to-date standard, and to make it visually and environmentally an acceptable alternative here. And you can see we have already provided with a lot of up-to-date and not necessary state of art, but actually what we as a urban designer would like to integrate with the building with such as the greeneries, the urban landscape, that's what, and to break down the scale, everything we can do to minimize the impact of this RCP. And so we are following the parameters we are given, and we try to make out the best of these parameters to fulfill a genuine need by the daily life, through the daily life of the residents within the causeway based on.
Mr. Chairman, may I add a few more points? FHD and RHSD have consulted Wan Chai DC and the area committee representing the residents of Causeway Bay, and they agreed with the repositioning plan. And the proposed size to the east of the existing size by 30 meters. Okay, and they are fully aware that there is a lack of suitable sites in other area of Causeway Bay to replace the existing one. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Yes, Nick.
Chairman, just a specific answer, if I may, to my question about the possibility of siting the refuse collection point under the flyover. And then just a follow-up question, there was mention of Lands Department having plans for the area around the refuse collection point. I think we have a representative from Lands Department here, maybe that he may know better what's planned. Thank
okay.
You.
或者阿 Jeff 可唔可以答一答嗰個即係側邊嗰塊白色嗰塊土地 Lands Department
有啲咩嘢嘅計劃？嚇，係主席，暫時我冇收到啲資料咧，關於餘下嘅地方咧，將會做啲咩特別嘅用途。不過咧，一般嚟講咧，我哋會跟翻嗰個 Town Planning 嘅松齡 GIC 喺呢個 case 咧，去提供啲土地俾有關嘅。 政府部門又好，或者團體嘅用嘅，但係未有，我冇手頭上冇有具體嘅資料，關於話餘下嘅地方究竟會做啲咩特別嘅指定嘅用途。OK，thank
you， 唔該。阿坡問多個問題，有陣間或者係再答嚇。Just
follow up on the issue that I raised about the normal use of the outside area RCP. I've never seen any RCP where the outside is not being used for people to put their wheelies. And then in support of May's issue about the private participation in waste separation, most RCPs, at least in the area where I live, right outside there are some old people that are separating the garbage and making some money by earning some money from it. They also need some space. So the whole idea we have an empty sidewalk, I think, is a ridiculous expectation. So the second thing is I haven't heard anything about your plans for cleaning up the RCP 450 meters down west on Gloucester Road, which is a complete embarrassment to Hong Kong. And why are you not taking the opportunity for building this RCP here, making the increase in the capacity? This is a dead zone next to the gas station in between high-speed roads. it's possibly the best location to hide an RCP and make one here of a much greater capacity so we can clean up the rest of the Gloucester Road.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Chairman, and the members concerned. The aggregate amount of handling capacity for these two RCPs near the waterfront, the Patterson Street RCP and the Gloucester Road RCP, will be 45 tons per day. And if we try to concentrate all the handling capacity at the new RCP here, then we need a much larger area to accommodate the frequent travel of the refuse collection vehicles in the future. So that's why we have no plan to combine these two RCPs. And indeed, they are serving a different catchment area. Concerning the substandard look of the Gloucester Road RCP, which already exists for about two decades, FGHD will follow up with the maintenance team of ASD to explore ways of improving the external look of that RCP in order to minimize the possible nuisance to the residents or operators nearby. Concerning the ancillary facilities, okay, well, we may look from the general layout of the most RCP in Hong Kong. We have a refuse handling area which accommodate the refuse collection vehicles which park in that area for once or twice a day, about half an hour, to load and unload the refuse collector. And ancillary facilities, we have to house our colleagues or the contractors responsible for cleaning the whole RCPs daily, because we target to minimize any hygienic nuisance to the residents nearby. Concerning the possible development of the area to the south or to the southeast of the proposed RCP, indeed we have an initial discussion with Lands Department, which will try to approach LCSD or HAD to develop that vacant site into landscaping features. This is also discussed at the Wan Chai DC at the recent meeting earlier this month. Thank you, Chairman and members.
Thank you. Any other supplement, CS?
Chairman, committee members. About the capacity of the RCP, I think we have received a lot of public comments and opinions that the actual size and the capacity, not the capacity, but the actual size of the RCP should be minimized and as much as possible. And so that's why, as Mr. Shum has already mentioned, Lands Department and other departments has been working very diligently to think of a better use of the lands surrounding the RCP. One of the opportunities would be to make it a landscaped area so that people can enjoy more instead of having really or cars there. And to may I bring your attention to another previous drawings we have presented here. By shifting the plans or the functional zoning, functional areas within the RCP here, we have created a pocket space which can accommodate several some material recovery facilities here, so that people actually can have their sorting and do their sorting inside the RCP and need not do it outside or occupy any public areas. This is what we have come up with, the idea we have come up with FHD during our discussion and design process. And I think here we try to have an ideal operation,
okay.
Managed and operated LCP here instead of having all the carts, all the trolleys flowing all around. I think the idea is like that.
Okay, thank you. Yes, May.
I think we should stop kidding ourselves. Who would like to take a rest next door to a refuse collection point, even if you provide some greenery? Come on, which community organization would like to cooperate? I mean, operate right next door to a refuse transfer station. I mean, I think we really need to start rethinking about the land use surrounding it. Number two, since those trucks are going to be trucking in and out, they might as well truck the refuse a little bit further down. I mean, I can't see they are stationary having loads and tons of garbage. They are not storage. They are only, you know, transfer. So why can't the, you know, FEH be really thinking about, you know, trucking it a little bit further down for short distance stay and transfer? Number three, I think, let's be very innovative. Why can't we turn this into a garbage museum and have some fun, have some education, have some bold little facility there? We'll educate all the big shopper and big spender in Causeway Bay, please.
Okay, thank you. Well, 我只能因為時間關係，我只能夠容許即係最後一 round 嘅問題或者意見。但係喺 before 大家講之前，我想有少少即係我自己嘅即係體會啦。其實我相信其實委員對於嗰、那個即係建築設計嘅誠意其實係冇意見嘅，即係關於嗰、那個即係如何將嗰個設計係盡量喺海旁做到即係最少影響，嚇呢個係即係聽唔到有咩意見。咁但係歸根究底，個垃圾站始終就係一個垃圾站。似乎委員對於嗰個選址問題咧，垃圾站嗰個位置問題係有非常強烈嘅意見，嚇咁呢個未必係在座即係嗰班建築師或者係其他嘅成員可以答到，因為呢個係一個即係同規劃相關嘅問題。咁我其實我將會即係邀請秘書處記錄在案咧，即係共建維港委員會呢一個小組委員會，對於即係用呢一個位置去做一個垃圾站嘅 reprovisioning 咧，係有強烈嘅意見，認為係一個不適當嘅做法。咁但係即係 acknowledge 嗰個建築設計嘅誠意咧，係已經即係符合嗰、那個即係共建維港委員會嘅要求咧，係做到佢最少嘅影響。但係即係呢個即係仍然係覺得即係因為嗰個天生嘅問題咧，咁所以你解決唔到委員會嘅問題啊。咁至於依、這個如果係無可奈何地必須要呢塊土地去用嘅時候，我哋仍然睇到喺個設計上面有個困難咧，或者係有一個改善嘅地方，就係、是、周邊嗰忽空白嘅土地咧，即係其實似乎係不適宜作任何嘅即係其他用途 ，other than 係話將佢 landscape 咗佢，即係等佢係有一個即係多啲綠化嘅 screening effect 咧，咁好使即係嗰個海濱咧係有更多嘅即係綠化。似乎而家我哋見到嘅就係話做即係共建維港委員會即係守住個海邊咁耐咧，一路海邊嘅 amenity 嘅嘢咧，我哋係見唔到依出現，但係不停就係話因為 transport， 不停就係因為即係交通嘅需要啊、垃圾站嘅需要咧，即係都未加分就已經係咁扣分先啦，即係咁喺度立呢啲土地。咁我希望所以話嗰啲咁嘅 quick win 嗰啲嘢咧，就快啲真係要有啲有貢獻嘅嘢出現。如果唔係就不停咁被呢啲即係交通啊、垃圾站啊，就佔用我哋嘅土地。咁呢個就係我自己嘅體會咧，喺過去嗰即係半個鐘頭嘅討論。咁我唔知道委員有咩補充啊？下尾。Sujata.
Thank you, Chairman. I seriously would like to ask the government to review their GIC sites along the harbourfront. If we continue like this, we'll never break the cycle. You can just provide enhancement like the consultants have tried very hard to provide landscaping or whatever.It's, to me, it sounds like we are making a mistake and we are covering up our mistakes. So we need to break the cycle, and for to do that, I think government needs to go and review the GIC sites along the harbor front to make sure where they can be relocated or for what use they can be. And otherwise, we'll continue doing this, and Hong Kong harbor front will never be anything different.
Okay, thank you, Vijata. And any supplement from other members? May, Andrew, Alvin, Andrew.
Chairman, I just want to echo Paul's earlier recommendation. We should have a sit-down engagement meeting with FEH and just to look at all these, you know, other sites along the harbor front or in different, you know, districts to look at how we can better, you know, have a master planning about, you know, where they're best suited, or even identify flyovers, like what Nick has said.
Okay, thank you. Alvin.
周議員，我都同意主席個結論，就係實個選址咧，最大最大問題。不過即係呢度嘅政府同事未必係可以決定得到，咁所以我，但我都話 appreciate 佢哋嗰個諗法。如果真係個選址冇得改變嘅時候咧，我都建議喺出邊個空地嗰度咧，就千祈唔好做啲咩露天茶座呢啲咁嘅嘢啦，即係呢個一定冇人去。咁反而咧，其實可以參考翻咧，就我曾經去過桂林漓江嗰度咧。 個公園入口唔知大家有冇去過，佢哋就整咗好多好小型嘅雕塑啊之類嗰啲咧，其實係一個警惕性，就警惕啲市民咧就唔好破壞環境咩咁。佢哋有好多啲即係好警惕嘅雕塑啊 SOS 啊，就即係你會浪費好多類似咁嘅嘢。咁其實我就好同意阿 May 頭先講個提議咧，即係如果真係要做 landscaping 嘅時候咧，就不如整一啲。 係可以警惕到啲香港市民咧，就係減少呢個即係固體廢物啊，即係減少消費類似咁嘅嘢咧，就可能就反而好過就整啲即係純粹係好美化嘅嘢。唔該，主席。
Okay, thank you. Andrew.
Thank you, Chairman. Nine cubic meters is not an enormous number per day, and I think the only way to get that number down to zero, which was the number which would negate the need for a refuse collection point at this location, would be to have a holistic strategy in the area, which would be based around waste minimization, waste segregation, enhanced recycling facilities. I look at the way that we do street level waste collection in Hong Kong, and I compare that to other cities. I was in Europe recently, various cities in France, they have under street collection facilities. You have a bin that's rather the same size as the disposal bins that we have on our street, but under the surface you have a subsurface collection area which is about five times the capacity, and they do basically disaggregated collection at the local level, and then move everything to a refuse transfer station, and basically cut out the refuse collection points. Because their refuse collection points are there at street level within buildings, etc. And I think we need a different mentality. We definitely need to do more education if we're going to do more waste segregation, more recycling. And for the sake of what is 360 cubic meters per year of waste, I don't think this is an unsurmountable target. And I think we could really be aiming to, you know, to sort of look at this site and say, well, Can we get away with this this legacy that we've had of having refuse collection points? The site may be degraded by the nature that it's next to a road, but if we take that mentality that every site is, well, it's, you know, it's a compromise site, so it's okay, isn't it? Then we'll never get to beautifying the outlook to the waterfront. The road's there for sure, but I think the outlook to the what is behind it is important. And what's behind it is the marina. And that view, well, I guess people would say that view is priceless. If you're walking along that part of the road there and you can see the masts of the yachts and see the boats and you see across the other side of the harbor at street level, then it's a very different experience than if you can't. I'll leave those thoughts with you. How can you do this job better?
Thank you. Well, in the interest of time, I think I have to stop the discussion. 咁因為呢一個嘅提議咧，就係會喺8月15號咧，係會喺呢個城規會度討論㗎。 咁所以我都希望，如果大家委員冇反對咧，就即係我將翻頭先主席嘅一啲 summary 咧，係交俾城規會，咁作為即係 HEC 對於即係呢一個個案嘅一個意見。咁就我亦都重複啦，就係話，即係我哋係欣賞嗰個建築設計嘅誠意嘅。咁但係就係我哋對於個垃圾站嘅選址問題喺呢個位置咧，依個委員會係有強烈嘅即係意見嘅。咁多謝即係倡議者你哋嚟向我哋講解啦。咁多謝咁多位。咁我哋進入下一個議程啦。
佢已經係 Chinese junk 啦。Excuse me, I don't want you to say you're a Chinese junk or sailboat. A refuse.